Coming up is Geraldo's Hour on CITR 101.9 FM radio and CITR.ca internet. Broadcasting from the University of British Columbia student building in Vancouver. My name is Elmer Weens, and my show follows right after Mr. Chris Horrific's show. A bit intimidating with all his experience. I certainly don't have as much as Chris Horrific has. He really has a fabulous show. So it is Thanksgiving Day, a day when we should be thankful for the good things, big, medium, and small in our lives. What are you thankful about today? Right now, I am thankful that I am here at CITR On Air Studio and presenting this hour of music and other things for you. And as I was telling Chris, I've got some good music going today. Federal Lights, Albertans, the alternative rock bands Dinosaur Bones, Fur Trade, and Royal Canoe. How do you know this is a Canadian radio station? The indie rock group Heavy Blinkers, the rap band Grand Analog, Seaman Priest, and Cheyenne Miz, if we make it through my playlist. Also, we will be playing the podcast of a radio drama, Canon in D Major, just to get Brian McDonald mad at us. Brian McDonald, of course, is the host of CITR's Scalds Hall, who often plays radio dramas from the golden age of radio on a show. Hey, and what are they putting in the water in Winnipeg? Federal Lights is yet another great band from Winnipeg, Manitoba, somewhat hooked into another great Winnipeg band, Imaginary Cities. So let's get things going with Federal Lights and Hey, I Don't Mind from We Were Found in the Fog.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM and CITR.ca Internet, broadcasting from UBC, Vancouver. Check us out on Twitter, Facebook, and CITR's very own Discorder magazine. Keep on top of the Vancouver and Canadian music scene.
CITR presents the radio drama Canon in D Major, written by Elmer Weens, with Rosemary Anderson as Beverly and Elmer Weens as Edwin.
I like to listen to classical music between sessions with my clients. Tell me, Edwin, have you been to a psychologist before?
Not professionally. I mean, I've known psychologists. Nancy. I lived with her some years back. She used to play that same piece by Pachelbel, Canon in D Major, whenever we were having sex.
Your doctor said you were having crying jags. The one who referred you. She said you think your wife, Jennifer, was having an affair and that you were very angry about it.
Yes. I found a bunch of text messages on her cell phone from some guy called Mike. On Jennifer's cell phone. Not on Nancy's, I mean. Your music has me a bit on edge. That was a long time ago. Nancy, I mean.
Let's focus on Jennifer, your wife. Were the text messages sexually explicit?
Not exactly. There were so many of them. Short comments, like baby, and the names of places like Whistler, and I think dates, like months. Places she'd been to then.
That doesn't seem very sexual. How is it you were checking on her text messages?
We were all at the pool. I went to the kitchen to get a drink. Her cell phone was plugged in getting charged. It was vibrating on the counter, so I picked it up. And curious, I looked at it. Then I found all the other messages from Mike. I've never looked at her phone before. So then I wrote down Mike's phone number from her directory, and then I went outside and said in a loud voice, "There is a text message there for Mike." Jennifer's sister, Ann, and Ann's husband and kids were also there. Where was I? It was Sunday afternoon. Our neighbor, the guy next door, we live in an apartment block, was there too. This is where it gets hairy. That music always makes me think of Nancy. Nancy.
Are you calling me Nancy? It's Beverly. The music. You told everyone at the pool that Mike left text messages for Jennifer.
Right. So right away, Jennifer ran off to the apartment. Stan, Ann's husband, and the girls were playing around in the pool. Ann gave me a funny look then. Barry, the guy next door, was suntanning, lying on a lounge chair. This was in June, 4 months ago.
How did Jennifer explain the text messages? Did she deny she was having an affair?
Not exactly. She told me that evening that she and Mike had been engaged after high school, and that he wanted to get to know her again after they reconnected at their high school reunion last year. I didn't go back to Ontario with her for that. Ann, Jennifer's sister, wouldn't tell me anything about Mike. But Jennifer didn't know that, although Ann never seems to say anything about that. That was the first time I heard Jennifer had been engaged then. Everyone else must have known about it then, like everyone in her family.
I'm hearing a lot of that's and then's in what you're saying. How does Jennifer's sister have anything to do with her having an affair? Can you focus?
That's Jennifer now. She said she would join us here. I always hear her bell before she arrives home after work. She rides a bike to and from work and rings it outside in the back lane when she gets home.
A bell? I don't have your wife scheduled today. What else did you do after Jennifer told you about Mike?
Right, and this is the part that involves my neighbor, Barry. I used the internet to check on the numbers, and when I called the text message number, I got Mike's work voicemail at the Ontario Provincial Police. He's a detachment commander there. And a few months after I'd told them all at the pool that an OPP detachment commander was texting Jennifer, Barry was arrested at the scene of a gangland slaying with a gun and cocaine in his possession.
Let me get all this straight. I need to know what you are saying. You told all of them that Sunday at the pool that Mike was an OPP detachment commander, including Barry? And later Barry, your neighbor, was arrested as a gangster at a murder scene?
Right. That's the music again. Are you doing that, or is it coming from next door someplace? Do you know Nancy? Were they using our apartment to bug Barry? I mean the OPP. That's why the thing with Barry is weird. And what's with that music? That's Jennifer coming down the hall. I hear that every evening when she comes home. She can verify all this.
I'm not hearing any footsteps. Are you hearing things, Edwin? I don't know who you mean by Nancy. And who do you think is bugging your neighbor? I thought this session was about you and the affair you think your wife is having. If this has something to do with gangsters and violence, I have to contact the police. I have to get this. These documents need my urgent attention. Go on, Edwin. I'll just peruse this. Just a sec. Weird.
Are they from the police? I thought I saw a uniform. I was sure it was Jennifer. Is she in the waiting room? Is that from the OPP? Is Mike going to lose his job? He was using police equipment to facilitate an affair with my wife. Is Jennifer still mad because I called her boss at the hospital about the affair? Jennifer said the text messages I saw weren't even from Mike, but from some other OPP guys who wanted to know who Mike was calling. Why is the OPP investigating gangsters here in B.C.? Did they know that we were living next door to a gangster? Why didn't the Vancouver police or RCMP tell us about it? She said they wanted to know what their boss was doing. Barry always seemed like a good guy. I thought he was always going out late at night because he worked in a restaurant. Susan, the woman he lived with, was nice too, except I wondered about her and her friends because of all the tattoos. I thought they were just trying to look tough. For a while there, it seemed like Jennifer wanted me to befriend them because she says I'm not congenial enough. That's what happened with Nancy. I was too congenial with other women. That's why we broke up. We were never married, Nancy and I, and technically we didn't live together because we maintained separate apartments, although we were together constantly. I was married before, though. That was with Dorothy during my 20s. But I didn't break up with Dorothy because of Nancy. This was because of Penny and Carrie and Sherry. This is starting to sound a bit crazy, but it was spread over quite a while. Dorothy and I were married for 5 years. After we separated, I was essentially single for 7 years. I lived in a number of cities because of my work. That's why I was always hooking up with women and breaking up with them. Sometimes I get nauseous thinking about them all.
Edwin, I'm going to have to stop you there. You're rambling. You're here to talk about your feelings about yourself and Jennifer. These papers I've just received are from Jennifer's doctor. She faxed them to me. Jennifer told her that she told you what she did, that she was up in Whistler with Mike last August and this May.
when she was organizing volunteers for the Winter Olympics. She wants you to be okay. Are you maybe bringing in your neighbor and his problems with the police and Nancy just in order to avoid dealing with Mike and Jennifer?
I don't know why I'm talking about that now. It seems to me that a thing with my neighbor can't be a coincidence. And now when I think of Nancy and how I screwed up there, I get depressed. I don't want to go through all that again. But maybe I will have to like them. Although this is starting to seem more like what happened to my first wife, Dorothy and me. And I don't want that.
You just confirmed that you're depressed. That's a start. You also seem rather angry. Angry and depressed.
Because isn't that normal?
Our time's up, Edwin. I have another client coming in now. You need some medication for your depression. I'm going to recommend to your doctor that you have a referral to a psychiatrist, confirming her own assessment of you.
You have been listening to the radio drama Canon in D Major, written by Elmer Weems. The part of Beverly was played by Rosemary Anderson. Edwin was played by Elmer Weems.
I hope you enjoyed the pre-recorded radio drama. Parts of the drama were redacted with Pachelbel's Canon in D Major for national security reasons. That was J. Arner, definitely not out for lunch. Winnipegger John Guy Roy founded the indie rock band Federal Lights in 2010 with Rob Mitchell, Jody Roy, David Pankratz, and Chris Godry. It is Federal Lights with their Blue Sky Bifurcation and I See Love. Elmer Weens here at CITR 101.9 FM Radio. That was Federal Lights with their huge tune, I See Love.
AMS Food Bank. Your access to money during the studies at UBC will most likely be limited, but it is a priority of the AMS Food Bank to ensure your access to food is not. The AMS Food Bank provides emergency food relief 7 days a week for all UBC students. To volunteer with the food bank or for inquiries about how to take advantage of the services provided, contact them at foodbank@ams.ubc.ca. For more information, find the AMS Food Bank on Facebook or feel free to visit anytime across from the Wellness Center and Sprouts.
Another hot and up-and-coming band is the Albertans, here with Elfriend. Friend from Dangerous Anything.
We just played Velvet Dinosaurs. and their latest hit, Eating the Plate. Now, let's go to the phones and hear what you have to say. Go ahead, caller, you're on the line.
Master Dirty Red Scum!
Really?
Kill!
That's really
kill! Weird. Kill! Filthy bastard commies! I hate him! I hate
him! Well,
You know, maybe you should relax a little bit. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
As they say in high school, actually, the Dinosaur Bones album, Shaky Dreams, follows their successful debut album, My Divider. What exactly are Shaky Dreams? It beats me. Career Criminal. Here at CITR 101.9 FM Radio.
Another night's work well done. and so easy without that nuisance Spider-Man.
I didn't know you cared.
You!
Yes, Electro, and I'm going to short-circuit you once and for all.
You would have been better off in the hands of the police. You are no match for my power.
It takes more than power to win. It takes brains and knowing your enemy.
I'll pit my power against your brains any day. What was that?
That, my thieving fiend, is the result of brains.
Use your brain. Turn off all the lights when you leave a room. If every household in BC turned off one light bulb for 4 hours a day for 1 year, it would save enough electricity to power all the homes in Mission for an entire year. This Power Smart Play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
Congratulations to the Vancouver group Dream Baby, taking night 4 at Shindig, the CITR-sponsored Battle of the Bands. Happening every Tuesday evening at the Railway Club right in downtown Vancouver. And a Vancouver band Fur Trade consists of Steve Bays and Parker Bosley. Don't Get Heavy is their debut experimental electronic album. Same Temptation is track 4.
vegetable. Sprouts. It's your 75-cent coffee fix in the sub. It's your source for reasonably priced, creatively named stew and vegan brownies. It's your purveyor of bicycle-delivered local produce. It's also a place where volunteers can realize their vision of responsible business and where like-minded students can explore UBC's food systems. Hark! Sprouts is currently accepting applications for next year's executive board and is encouraging ambitious, creative, and disciplined students from all faculties and year levels to apply. Come by Sprouts in the sub-basement to learn more about our projects and how to get involved.
I tried to kick the ball, but my tenny flew right off. I'm red as a beet, 'cause I'm so embarrassed.
Royal Canoe is yet another band from Winnipeg. Their album, Extended Play, was released last year. If it is not something in the water that makes the Winnipeg band so good, it must be Winnipeg's fantastic summers, cruel winters, and the ever-present danger of the Red River flooding in the spring. It's Caught in a Loop by the Royal Canoe. Elmer Weens here in Vancouver at CITR 101.9 FM Radio.
Robots need love too.
This is Dan Mangan, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 in Vancouver and surrounding university there.
They want to be loved by robots need love too. They want to be loved.
Okay, thanks for that, Dan. The Heavy Blinkers are a Halifax pop music group. Their 16-track album called Health has been a decade in the making. Members of the band include the singer Melanie Stone and the pianist Jason MacIsaac. Child of the Radio is next. Blinkers. And now we're just going to go to another CITR public service announcement.
More than 100 million wild animals are killed each year illegally. Poaching is a major threat to our country's wildlife. I'm Tom Barry. I'm an actor with a desire to preserve living space for wildlife. The Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust does just that. Works with private landowners to protect wildlife, to preserve natural habitats. To learn more or to work with the Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust, call 800-729-SAVE. That's 800-729-SAVE or visit wildlifelandtrust.org. Thank you.
Grand Analog was formed by their frontman, Odero Williams, and now includes Warren Bray, Ofield Williams, Alistair Johnson, and TJ Garcia on the drums. It's Canadian Hip Hop, Rap Sheet by Grand Analog.
Grand Analog Music. I got my man Socrates in the house. Catalyst on the boards.
From this day on, I see the sun through all the dark and gray. From this day on, I see myself just drifting on the bay. From this day on, I see the world has always just been mine to taste. Mine today, mine tomorrow, and yesterday is yours to follow, follow me.
It's dedicated to that brother on a different plane. Dedicated to that lady chasing street dreams. Very necessary, you don't have an inkling. A free man freeze frame our society. It ain't for dollar or pro bono or propriety. Take a good look, cause you ain't seeing me. Can a hippopotamus be anonymous in the dirty swamp among the weeds and the cannabis? I think not. It's bigger than hip-hop, bigger than the figures of the 1% gen pop. I flee the market, love for sale. I lay low like bungalows in Beverly Hills.
From this day on, I see the sun through all the dark and gray. From this day on, I see myself just drifting on the bay. From this day on, I see the world has always just been mine to taste. Mine today, mine tomorrow, and yesterday.
Critically acclaimed rapper in the game, like Zuckerberg's doppelganger, no one knows my name. I pull a Houdini on these chains and bangs. My train of thought leads to all the gain from pain. I'm just a king who's the son of a commoner, moving through life too fast, check my speedometer. I slow it down, check my pulse and the time. I took my people on the treadmills, gazing at the monitor. I'm not offended, I'm quick to end it. I'm on that dirty dubby rapping roll. You call it genre bending, I call it condescending. You don't know the half till you tamper with my ending.
Just a minute that's on the mic. Just a minute that's on the mic. Just a minute that's on the mic. Just a minute that's on the mic.
From this day on, I see the sun through all the dark and gray. From this day on, I see myself just drifting on the bay. From this day on, I see the world is on. Just been mine to taste. Mine today, mine tomorrow, and yesterday is yours to follow, follow me.
Rapper does rewrite the scripture, rap with thugs, intelligent rap, pack facts and blood, a scribble pad, little red, writings from the hood. Back when rap was that music for the rebel, I got your connotation remixed and disheveled. A story too classic and passion filled, like Halifax Blacks back in Africville. Don't you confuse this with just rap music. I might blow a fuse and choose to go stupid. My life is mine, my life is mine. I'm looking for that meaning. A feeling divine.
I give it to you raw.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM and CITR.ca Internet, broadcasting from UBC, Vancouver. Check us out on Twitter, Facebook, and CITR's very own Discorder magazine. Keep on top of the Vancouver and Canadian music scene.
And I don't just play Canadian music here. From Louisville, Kentucky, Cheyenne Marie Miz, Wait For It, and Wondering What She Has to Do to Love You.
Waiting here to see if you talk to me.
Shows up here soon for his Latin American music show before I run out of tunes to play. Let's go with Monomyth's Rocky Cigarette. Vancouver, even bad days are good days when we get weather like we are having today. And Leo Ramirez is here, so it's Elmer Ween signing off on Geraldo's Hour for another Monday afternoon and handing over the controls to Leo Ramirez for his Latin American show. Thank you for listening. Here is Seaman Priest and Another Bad Day, which it certainly hasn't been, to take you over to the top of the hour. Thank you.